Thank you. Okay, we'll start this evening. I hope you all had a lovely repast and a break and everything, and you're all ready. Take a deep breath, get some air in your lungs, because you're going to be doing a lot of singing now. Okay, we're going to start this evening with hymn 333. I don't know if, Rejoice, Rejoice. So we're going to be really hitting it out here. After which I'll ask Brother Henry Greenhalgh if he'd come forward and offer ask for the blessing upon this evening's session. Let's say for the moment we'll be using the old-fashioned way, and hopefully they'll get us up and running shortly. So the subject.
Be Heavenly Father for this time together, and we rejoice in thy promises and for our fellowship and study of thy precious word, that we may be uplifted and encouraged by it. And now as we have this session of hymns and messages also from those near and far and ones who would love to be here if possible, we thank thee for this opportunity and for thy manifold blessings, and may we continue on in this way and be pleasing to thee as we thank thee in thy Son, our precious Saviour's name. Amen.
Okay, thank you, Brother Henry, and I thought that was just such a beautiful sentiment for that hymn, you know, the millennial kingdom and how the world will rejoice at that time when Christ's kingdom's underway and they see all the blessings that are going to come from it. So this is a time of the hymns we love, so you can write something down. I'll just, it's also messages received, so those who have brought messages, can I just get a show of hands of those who bring messages, and then I'll just sort of write it down so we can go through. Okay, Brother Daryl. Got to get those eyes in the back of my head fixed. Okay, any other hands up? Got Brother Daryl, Sister Kay, Sister Rebecca, Sister Collins, Brother Greenhelge, Brother Greg, Sister Dorothy. Did I miss anybody? No. If you change your mind, please. Okay, so I'll start off with another hymn, and then we'll call on. We'll get Becky to give hers there now. Okay. So, is there anybody who's got a hymn that they want to would like us to sing for them, and maybe give us a little one sentence or a two sentence reason that you like this hymn, or if it's got a special meaning for you? It can be just the sentiment, or it has a special relation to some event in your lives. Sister Jenny.
Number 85,
which is Fill Thou My Life, O Lord My God. Yeah, I should have done that myself on the opening hymn, because it was a bit longer than the And I've just started late. Are we all happy to go a little bit over time to make up for the short stop?
Okay. We might find a volunteer somewhere.
Okay, Sister Jenny, have you any, I don't say particular reason, but any...
I'm not working 1 and 4, so I'm here.
Okay.
The reason being...
Okay, so let's see.
Try again.
Yes.
That's it. Verses 1 and 4 I would like, and I know that it is a prayer of each one of us, that everything that we do in our life, no matter how small and trivial, everything is devoted to God, that we're not Sunday Christians, but every minute Christians. And I think the verses 1 and 4 pick that up beautifully.
Okay, thank you. So, hymn number 85, the first and last verses. Rebecca Walchuk, if she would give the messages.
There's a lot of love from all the brethren in Melbourne, but specifically the following families: the Collect family, Sister Zosha Schledlechka, my grandma Wanda Wolchak, the Janczak family, the Witko family, the Olszewski family, and the Chapla family, and Sister Margaret, Brother Adam and James Kopczyk, and Brother Les and Sister Lydia Kopczyk, as well as my fiancé, Brother Paul Hummel. Thank you.
Yes, it's our little Rebecca's getting married. Okay. That's when you're feeling old. okay, sorry. Yeah. Anybody else got a hymn? I'm going to start pointing fingers if I don't get volunteers, you see. So, Tim, how would you like? 323. Okay. Prayer as the soul's sincere desire. Okay. Which two verses would you like? Okay, 1 and 3. Has it got a particular significance for you? Or?
I really like the words. I think it's an excellent description of prayer, and it's prayer's versatility, and exactly as it says. It can be the burden of a sigh, or it can be a well thought out printed prayer. Prayer can be many different ways, sometimes without even a word, and I think it explains it all very nicely.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, hymn 322, the first and the third. Say that when your hair turns grey, it's really your hair sucking the brain cells out of your head. So that's my excuse. But I did like, just to add, prayer is our conduit to our Heavenly Father, isn't it? That's how we communicate with Him in all our, just in the previous verse, I think that's why I had that 322 in there, where it says, if pain afflict, in the second verse, or wrongs oppress, if cares distract, or fears dismay, if want deject, if sin distress, in every case to watch and pray. So we know that at any time, anywhere, we can go to that throne of grace, to the Heavenly Father, and put all our cares upon Him. And we don't have to take a number. He's always there waiting for our prayers. So, okay. Now we did. Sister, we'll head over to Brother Darrell. Well, if you want to give your greetings. And
the Christian Bible students in Melbourne, they meet together on a Sunday at Bayswater South, and they also have a Tuesday night class. I wish to send their Christian love to everyone here at the convention, and they have a text. We've been going through 1 Peter, so we chose verses 3 to 5 of 1 Peter 1, which I shall read. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. Thank you, brother.
But they didn't give you a hymn number or anything to pass along with their message? You didn't have a hymn to go with the message or anything? Sorry to put you on the spot. Yeah.
Okay.
394, okay. And which verses would you prefer for that?
1 and 4.
1 and 4.
1 and 4.
So 394. Good, got that one right. 394, the first and the last, the fourth verse. Sylvia, we'll let you have your turn now.
Yes, most people here will know my family, my brother and sister-in-law and my sisters, and they wish you all the best, give you blessings this weekend and send their love to everybody. And I can't remember whether Rebecca mentioned Kasha and Andrew Mustache, but she also wished me to give and love to everybody here. Thank you.
And did, well, you've got the mic. Have you got a hymn that you might want to have us read?
Yes,
everybody be
one.
Prepared. I'm going to ask you when you give your message. So.
Yes, 388, I thought. I like the sentiments of this hymn. The fact that God is there, always with you. His eye is never asleep. And yes, which verses? Actually follows on, but anyway, 1 and 2 would be lovely, thank you.
Okay. It's 388 in the Bible Students, 293 in the Dawn, and the first and second verses. Thanks.
Thank you.
you very much. Brother Henry Greenhalgh, if you've got your greetings. And
yes, Brother David Stone rang up the other night and sent his greetings for everybody here. He's often been here, but he's had a lot of problems and sickness, and he said he thanks the brethren for their prayers and well wishes. And he sent a message in Isaiah 26 verse 3. Isaiah 26 verse 3, it reads, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." That's from Brother David Stone.
Did you have a hymn that you like? Did you have a hymn that you'd like us to sing?
I've still got some more messages.
Oh, sorry.
From Brother Ray Charlton rang up Sister Mary Grudian, and she gave me these from him. Greetings from Brother Ray and Sister Sue there in Canada. They also sent greetings from the Seattle class and the Winnipeg class. They were in Winnipeg the other day when I was talking to them, and they also, Brother Gary and Sister Ruth Garalick, sent their greetings and love. And also from Brother Nikolai and Rebecca Grudian, that's Brother Mary's son and his wife, and also her daughter Ludmilla from Scotland sent greetings. And in the next few weeks, we're going to plan, Brother Gary Garalick, is to have a bone marrow transplant, and asked about keeping him in our prayers, and was suggested about having a card and send whoever would like to just sign it and send the love for him. So if someone could get a card or somehow, it'd be nice to send the greetings to him. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Henry. And did you have a hymn?
248, verse 1 and 3.
My life flows on in endless song. Adding to what Brother Henry was saying, Ray and Sue were supposed to be going to the convention in Prince Albert, which some of you may have, we've been to another time. It's on the Seawalk Farm, but this year, before convention, it got hit with a storm or tornado. It was, had significant damage to the buildings and that, so they had to actually cancel the convention this year, unfortunately. But everyone was safe and well. So they survived from that. Speaking of Winnipeg, our son Michael's in Winnipeg at the moment as well. So, 248, and first and third, is that right?
One and three.
One and three, yep. Okay.
Thank you.
Sister Kay, where are you? Messages here. Sister Kay Smith up the front.
I've been privileged to bring a message from the Melbourne Berean class. Brother Adam Kopchick asked me to send scriptures, Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, to do his will, working in you that which is well pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory for ever and ever. Amen. And also Romans 11, 33 and 36. 2:36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counsellor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory for ever. Amen. That's from the Melbourne Berean class.
Did you have a hymn at all for today?
No, I haven't.
No? Okay.
Sorry. Thank you.
Well, right next to you is somebody who's wanting to give us a hymn. Daryl? So, Sister Felicity has got a hymn for us.
164A.
I didn't know you spoke Canadian. I didn't know you spoke Canadian. They say Canadians say A at the last, after every sentence. Yeah. Australians quite often say but. Yeah. Yeah. So when you say, I don't have 164A here. Have we got? Oh.
Seven and a half years. And we used to have rallies, and we used to sing this at the rallies once a month, didn't we? We did, and it was amazing.
Okay.
In the Methodist Church.
It's got memories. And did you, any, one, two, three?
Oh, one and three.
One and three, thank you. 164A. And I have memories of Maury as well. A few years ago we broke down on the way to Melbourne Convention, and we we missed it because we spent 4 days waiting for parts to come to fix our car. So, okay. I'll go through the ones with messages first, so that we get all the messages, and then we'll, anyone who's just got a hymn, we'll go through there. So, Brother Greg, as I'm going, brother, sister, I'll ask Brother Greg if he'd give his messages.
Yes, I've got two or three messages here. One is from Brother Adam Kopchak, and he says, "Dear Brother Greg, please give our warmest Christian love to the brethren at your convention. Sorry we could not make it this year, as we have commitments in Canada and the USA. And warm Christian love, Brother Adam." And the next one is from Sister Patricia McCloy and her son, Brother James McCloy. They send Christian greetings. And the next one's from Brother Noah Hasher, and he sends his Christian greetings. We hope to attend again next year's convention, God willing. He's not well yet, up to travelling again after his serious operation. So that's the messages I've got. And for a hymn, I would like to have 181 in the Bible Students Hymnal, or it's 133 in the Dawn. The first and the last, I think. I like this hymn because it's the words, I think, are very appropriate, and the tune's nice too. Thanks.
First and last?
First and last.
Okay, the first and the last verses. Sister Dorothy from Adelaide. That's what I said. Yes, Sister Dorothy, it's your turn, sir.
We talk very often, we do, and she sends lots of love to everybody up here. Thank you. Oh, I've got a hymn. It's 291 in the BSA. We don't have the Dawn hymn though, do we? The tune? Has he? He has. Oh, bless you. 224 in the Dawn. The first and the last. Thank you.
Brother Darren has been waiting patiently there for me, so give him a...
Just wanted to bring a greeting to Brother Fred Dallon. He, in correspondence, said, wished the convention to be successful and apologised he couldn't make it this year, but send his love. And I'll select, if I could, hymn number 393, and the first and the third. And I just like this, especially the chorus, the sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. I think it's some of our experiences. We at times maybe see more of the blessings when we're in the right frame of mind, and we need to be in that frame of mind more often. Thanks.
Did you have, I saw your hand there earlier?
Yes, I would like the 439, the first and the last and the chorus.
439, the first and the last. Any comments you want to make about
it? Well, I think they speak for themselves for me anyway.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
439, the first and the third. Thank you, brethren. We've sort of come to the end of our time. I thought we're getting a lot of hymns in the 300s and 400s. We might go right back to number one. This is one that Brother Daryl spoke about in his thoughts, and I think it's a good one to finish with. Even if we do the first and the last as normal, or quite often normal, okay. And sorry to put him on the spot, but Brother Dan, would you close this evening with prayer? Thank you. So, number one, or do we want to sing it all? I'm chairman, I'll make that decision. We'll sing all four verses of it.
The power's gone from my head.
Happen to miss out this evening, tomorrow evening you'll have another chance to think about some of the hymns you may want to sing over the day.
Our most gracious and loving Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. We do come before you on bended knee of gratefulness to you for all your love and mercy for your dear Son, as we've received and have been meditating upon and his words. And for this session of hymn singing and messages, we thank you for the love and greetings that others are thinking about us, and as we also pray for them, and we ask for your blessing on them and edification to your will and way. Please, Lord, forgive us our shortcomings. We ask that you'll continue with us tonight and give us rest, that tomorrow we may again rise to give you praise and glory, thanking you for all your great mercy and for your great plans and purposes and your love. We do leave everything in your care. We thank you in the precious name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.